Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, emanating from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, check it, sports fans, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make it 36 plus years now. Often imitated but never duplicated, here I sit high atop my throne. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. For the next 2 hours, I hope to enlighten you on the world of combat sports. Boxing, of course, Triple G in action Saturday night on DAZN. Not looking all that stellar, looking more like 37, 38, 49 years old. Bottom line is, he's an old man. Forget about the hair dye. He's old, old, old. And guess what? He's getting older every day. Bottom line is, that was a bit of a stinker in the minds of some people as far as the final decision was concerned. But Triple G was a winner. We'll hear from Triple G. We'll hear from Larry Merchant, the retired HBO godfather, will be in the house. In hour number two, I will delve into the world of MC Hammer. MC Hammer and his world of boxing. He went into the world of boxing as a guy that was the Oakland A's bat boy from 1973 to 1980. He worked for Charlie Finley. That's how he got a lot of his promotional ideas. But the bottom line is, we'll go into MC Hammer and his boxing background in hour number two. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking in the world of boxing and MMA. We have open phone lines. You can join us if you'd like. Your call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can hit us up on the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The number, 1-415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little tower of power to the break.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
That was a couple of fights ago. I don't know if he's saying that this morning. Gennady Golovkin unable to attend the post-fight press conference last night, nor was his opponent, as they were both rushed off to a local hospital in the Big Apple. Straight up, Golovkin was a winner on these scorecards, 115-112 twice, and 114-113 on another card. Of course, the knockdown in the first round made it 10-8 for Golovkin in that first round. But after that, it was back and forth, and you know, let's be honest, at the end of 12 rounds, when you've got a Russian crowd, I don't care if one guy's from Kazakhstan and the other guy's from Russia, but you've got a pro-Golovkin crowd booing at the end, I guess the decision wasn't all that good in their minds. But the bottom line is, Golovkin now, 37 years old, still only one loss, one draw, both to Canelo Alvarez. Of course, I guess he has Canelo in his future. If I'm looking into the mirror, I'm thinking, you know, maybe thinking Golovkin and Canelo in May. And that'll end things for Golovkin. Golovkin looked older last night than he looked older than you can imagine, I'm telling you. Bottom line is, here's Golovkin post-fight.
Gennady, congratulations.
Yes.
You are a middleweight champion once again, but this was as close a fight as you can get. When that final bell rang, did you think you had won?
No, absolutely. Guys, come on. I want to say thank you so much, my opponent. This is great job, you know. Just, I respect his team. I told you, he's a very tough guy. This is huge experience for me. You know, right now, I understand I need more.
What did you need more of?
You know, absolutely, just focus and boxing. You know, just after first round, I feel, you know, just easy fight for me. No, this is a tough fight.
And look, you are one of the best conditioned fighters in boxing usually. Third or fourth round, you looked a little more winded than we're used to seeing. How did you feel physically coming into this fight?
No, physically so good, you know, just, you know, right now it's, I think it's a bad day for me. It's a good day for Sergey, you know, for his team, you know, just, guys, this is a huge experience for me. Right now I'm ready. Right now I know what I need, exactly.
After you pick up that knockdown, did you lose any focus? Did it change you at all?
Right, I'm lost a little bit focus. Just, I don't know, after the first round, I think this is an easy fight for me. You know, and Sergey ready, respect, you know.
He came right at you in this fight, tried to force the action in this fight. Did you expect that type of fight from him?
Yeah, I think so. Just, he showed me a so big heart, you know, just, I'm ready.
This was one of those fights that was so close. I know you have big goals in the division. But does this fight deserve a rematch?
Absolutely. If you big fight for the zone for people, of course I'm ready. Just, you know, guys, I'm a boxer. Just I'm ready for anything.
You talked to Sergey for about a minute or so right after the decision was announced. What did you say to him?
I tell him, hey, Sergey, you know, this is best fight for me. You know, just it's a huge experience. It's maximum this draw, you know, just respect his team.
You had hoped, after being here in June, that you'd be back here fighting Canelo Alvarez and not Sergey Derevyanchenko. Did that affect your focus at all during the camp for this fight?
100%. This is right now. This is my experience. I need a little bit more. I need a still strong in my camp, you know, just more serious.
You had said when I talked to you after you beat Steve Rolls, I said, who do you want next? You said, everybody knows who I want next. Is it still the same? Do you still want Canelo in your next fight?
Absolutely. Just I'm open for anybody. Like, look, there's so many great champions right now here. Just Sergey, you know, a lot of boys, you know, just come on.
You got a little bit of commotion here in the ring, but that's okay. Did you learn anything about yourself in a fight like this? At 37 years old, do you have to do anything differently to fight at the top level?
I need to work hard, you know, just I need a little bit more focus.
What has to happen for you to get Canelo Alvarez in the ring?
Everything is ready. Just call to Canelo. Just if he said yes, let's do it.
Congratulations, Gennady. You are world champion once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. You know, thank you, fellas. Thank you, guys.
Don't believe the hype. He's not a world champion again. They put a belt around his waist. The world middleweight champion is Canelo Alvarez out of Mexico. We all know that. Bottom line is, Golovkin picks up a trinket last night, but man, did he get booed. That crowd was rough on him, and he's from Kazakhstan, which was formerly of the Soviet Union. There was a big Russian crowd there last night, and they didn't like the results. Straight up, let's take it from San Francisco to the City of Angels and bring in the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, your overall impression of Mr. Golovkin last night?
Well, I thought he gave a great performance for a 37-year-old prize fighter against a younger opponent who was tough and strong and knew how to fight, and in my opinion, won the fight.
Wow.
But Golovkin gave a good performance, and just as a sidelight, Pedro, just think of these fights we've had recently with Pacquiao and Thurman and Spence.
Spence and Porter and Ruiz and Joshua.
Right. Hey, real fights.
Real fights.
We didn't know the winner before it started. How is that? You know, so prize fighting is doing well without HBO. DAZN is putting on some excellent fights. Some of the fights are on Fox,
mm-hmm,
and on ESPN, and the old game is doing pretty well right now.
All in all, 13, 14 fights to go in there and press Golovkin like he did. Showed a lot of fortitude and a lot of will on Sergey's part. But at the end of the day, Golovkin said he would rematch him. But, you know, I think that was one of those things you say in the post-fight interview and you don't do afterwards. Do you feel me on that?
I think he means it, but I don't think that, you know, he calls the shots necessarily. Okay, the network helps to call the shots. Mm-hmm. Does the network want to see that fight again? I imagine so. Does his promoter,
Tom Loeffler. Tom Loeffler.
He looked like... he had seen some ghosts after that fight because that was as bad a beating as Golovkin took, as well as he gave, by the way. So I don't know. I think, would I want to see that fight again? I have to say yes. I don't know if they want to see Golovkin in that kind of fight again. And, of course, we have that Canelo-Kovalev fight,
yeah,
in a month, and who knows what's going to happen there. It can't be an easy fight for Canelo, and it may be too much of a mountain to climb. So all this speculation, all this dispute hovers around some really good, well-matched prize fights.
No doubt about that. Now, if Ruiz wins on December 7th and Canelo beats Kovalev, we'll have two Mexicans vying for that Cinco de Mayo date on pay-per-view or on closed circuit or on DAZN, whatever it is, next year. Mexican boxing is alive and well, man. I mean, they are fueling the sport.
And there are a number of Mexicans in a new generation of Mexican fighters who are climbing up in the rankings, who we will see in the next year or two.
Emmanuel Navarrete.
I'm sorry?
Emmanuel Navarrete, the WBO 122-pound champion, 27-1, 28-1 out of
Mexico.
Looks
like a really good fighter.
Yeah.
As does Munguia.
Yeah.
How good is he?
Well, we'll see where he goes weight-wise. And he wasn't all that great in his last fight, but two fights back. But the last fight, of course, he redeemed himself. Straight up, Mexican boxing's happening. I talked to somebody about the culture of Mexican boxing, and it's pride. It's more pride than anything else because they fight for nickels down there sometimes.
You are correct, sir. And I think that an example of that, a very vivid example of that, is Canelo. There were a lot of suspicions about Canelo early on because he was a star before, as a personality and as an athlete, before he was a champion, and there were a lot of doubters and naysayers, which is perfectly reasonable. But then he proved that that the masses who had picked him out of the crowd of fighters to be their next superstar were right.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant. Next up, we're talking Liston, the dive. Was it a dive? Larry was there. We'll talk with Larry more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Got to have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a time when I was all alone. I had a secret, thought I was gone.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is Mexican. He's proud to be Mexican.
The Master Bob Arum talking about Emmanuel Navarrete, the WBO 122-pound champion, looking pretty sharp. Pound for pound, maybe in the top 10, and he is a new generation of Mexican fighters, no doubt about that. Now we shift gears. We go back to 1964. Wow, shocking fight in that Sonny Liston was knocked out in the first round in Lewiston, Maine, a fight that had a lot of difficulties in getting a sight. Why did the fight end up in Lewiston, Maine, Godfather? Can you tell us?
It had been scheduled to be in Boston around 6 weeks earlier, but it was postponed because Ali had a groin injury, and that was the spot they found. Also, I guess they thought that, well, if it's in a remote place in New England, they'll sell more pay-per-views all over the East Coast as well as the rest of the world. I don't know how it turned out financially, but it turned out to be one of those events that marked its time.
In those days, of course, pay-per-view was closed-circuit television. And Bob Arum, in 62, he saw the receipts. He was working for the U.S. Justice Department. He saw the receipts from the Liston-Floyd Patterson fight, I think the rematch, the closed-circuit receipts. And he said to himself, I've got to get into the world of boxing. And of course, after Kennedy was assassinated, he no longer felt welcome in the administration. So he went off and did his thing as far as being a promoter. So went on to become the longest reigning and probably the greatest promoter of all time. As far as longevity is concerned, I mean, Don King's had all kinds of explosive moments, but Bob Arum is still kicking.
Yeah, he's had an amazing career, a half century or so. Many promoters have come and gone since him, including Don King, who was a powerful force for, I don't know, 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
But going back to Lewiston, it was an extraordinary event. People had been waiting for the rematch of the first fight when, everyone seems to forget now, Ali made Liston quit. I believe it was after the sixth round. Liston had never faced anybody so big and quick and brave. Ali never got as much credit for being as brave and tough as he was because of his personality and his style as a fighter. But suddenly Liston met his match. He was considered indestructible and so forth. And then when the rematch came along and everybody had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and then they had to wait some more because of the postponement, I think that all built up into the story that unfolded on that night, when Ali stopped listing in the first round.
Okay, now some people think that was a dive. I mean, I've heard guys go back and forth on that. I saw the punch land, but more importantly, you were there. What did you think?
Well, I happened to be on the side of the ring, and if you want to certify that in the famous photo of Ali standing over Liston, you can see me between Ali's legs.
I want to laugh at that, but go on.
And we all saw the punch. It did not look as powerful a punch as it turned out to be. And the most people in the crowd didn't, and I think it was around 6,000 maybe, in a gym someplace, didn't see the punch. When it landed, it just looked like a punch. But I saw it, and many years later, I saw the frame-by-frame footage of it, and Liston had leaned in. He had come out for the fight believing that he had to get to Ali quickly because, based on the first fight, he wasn't going to get him slowly. And he walked into a punch he didn't see, and the frame-by-frame shows the punch landing right on the chin. And most importantly, because this happens when a fighter doesn't see the punch coming, as you well know, it carried more power because Liston never saw it coming. And in the frame by frame, you could see his neck jerking back. That is the sign of the nervous system shutting down.
Godfather, what I was trying to tell you is that, of course, Muhammad Ali was a very tough guy, no doubt about that. But the shots he took from Joe Frazier were incredible. The body shots he took from Frazier, the chin shots he took from Ernie Shavers and the like, of course, the George Foreman fight. But, man, the beatings, he took a lot of punishment. And I think people only remember his hand being raised at the end.
Well, you know, look, he was a controversial, provocative figure. At a time when of great social change, and he was identified with the change, and of course he was perceived as a showman and a loudmouth, and a guy who was more of a boxer than a banger, and so forth and so on. He was one of those new age, big, fast athletes, and no one knew what to make of him. And plus his mouthings off, his opinions about what was going on in the world, Vietnam and so forth, turned a lot of people against him. He was a polarizing figure as well as a poleaxing figure. And so everyone was looking, or not everyone, but a lot of people, a lot of viewers were rooting against him and looking for the flaws in him. And like any person or athlete, he had some flaws. And in that case, because everybody was anticipating the rematch for so long, they were disappointed that it ended so quickly. Understandably, I get that. But in fact, there was a punch right on the chin, and Liston he got up and started to fight again after some controversy. Mm-hmm. But then the fight was stopped and the decision rendered.
Joe Walcott, of course, the former heavyweight champion, was the referee of the night. You know, Eddie Machen went 12 rounds with Sonny Liston, and then he did some in-the-ring work with a young Cassius Clay. I think they were working together out here for the Golden Gloves, the 1960 Golden Gloves, something like that. And he told me that as an amateur, and he had a few drinks, but he said as an amateur, Clay lit him up. This is Eddie Machen. Eddie Machen was ranked number one in the world at that time.
Machen was a good boxer. As you say, he did. He was one of the few fighters to live and tell the story of his fights with Liston.
Yeah.
And and then Ingemar Johansson knocked Machen out. That
did it.
That ended his run.
Uh-huh.
But that was a a storytelling period of American boxing because Ali was establishing himself, and both as a personality and as a showman, and even though those two things often blotted out his ability as a fighter, over time, with his courage and bravery, he won over virtually all of the skeptics.
No doubt about that. And I remember Eddie telling me that he could not, he said that he couldn't touch, an 18, 19-year-old Cassius Clay, could not touch him. I mean, they weren't in the same league, and here's an accomplished professional ranked number one in the world. Godfather, you have a very good Sunday. You say hello to the godmom. I found a picture of her on the internet. She was a suicide blonde. What I mean was her hair was dyed by her own hands.
Well, I've showed her the picture you sent me, and she wonders where it came from, and she's now deep into the bowels of Google.
Tell her Chips. It came from, that was her and Eric Estrada on Chips. Godfather, you and the Godmama have a good weekend. I love you.
Same here, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, the Hall of Famer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're switching gears, talking UFC 243 after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You've heard me talking about 4HIMS and how they're helping guys look their best. If you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. HIMS is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4HIMS.com/wrestling.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let this play a little bit. Miss Ronnie Spector, nobody like her, baby. She is like the godmother of rock and roll, no doubt about that, man. She just, she's still going, 76 years old, of course, a rock and roll Hall of Famer, the leader of the Ronettes, formerly married to Phil Spector and that freak, all that kind of crazy stuff. Bottom line is, she's my one of my idols. You are tuned to, I love playing her music. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel. Hello, everybody out there listening on Sirius XM Channel 211. Straight up, the UFC rock and rolled last night. Of course, they went to Melbourne, Australia. Drew a record crowd, 56,000 people. Former record was 51,000 people. Of course, that's when, wow, remember that? Ronda Rousey went down there and got licked like a stamp by Holly Holm. I mean, when it got beat up, boom, 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 and it was all over. Of course, the icon was exposed as a one-dimensional fighter. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, double R, of course, then making her foray into the world of professional wrestling, or not even professional wrestling, the world of sports entertainment, because she was signed with the WWE. But the bottom line is, last night, Israel Adesanya, the interim champion, 185 pounds, well, he took care of business. I mean, he took care of business. He lit the defending champion up like a White House Christmas tree. And, you know, and not that Robert Whittaker is a slouch or anything like that, but I never thought he was really the upper echelon of the 185-pound division. And I wish to God that people like George St. Pierre would come back and fight at 185. I think George St. Pierre's got a couple of fights left, and that would be a great fight. Israel Adesanya, of course, and Robert Whittaker, not the greatest fight in the world. It ended in the second round, 333 in. Bottom line is, I miss GHB. Let's listen to the post-fight interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 33 seconds of round number 2. Declaring the winner by knockout. And now, the undisputed UFC middleweight champion of the world, the Last Style Bender, Israel Adesanya.
Nothing broken about this broken native tonight. All you wanted was a chance to prove you were the best middleweight in the world, and in less than 2 years on this UFC roster, you have done just that. And once again, with style points, they're all chasing the Last Style Bender now. Congratulations on just an epic result and performance tonight.
Hey, John. Wait, first of all, Melbourne. Wagwan Mayut. Bro. What up, Koba? Man, I'm real petty, you know that, John. I remember everything like an elephant. And like I said, I was in the nosebleeds, and now I made his nosebleed.
You told us on Friday you were prepared for everything. If he was going to shoot early, you...
My nose bleeding? Hold up. Now we're good.
Clean as a whistle. You told us on Friday you were going to expect anything, and maybe if he was going to shoot early, you'd be ready for that. How did this fight play out relative to the way you thought it would?
He threw everything we expected. Like I said in the New York fight, we had everything from plan A, plan B, plan C. In this fight, we had it all the way up to Z. Man, it's honestly unreal. I've said this shit for so long. They said I don't have no knockout power. You too skinny, bro.
Any thoughts on what just transpired?
Yeah, hats off to Adesanya, a great striker. I thought I was doing pretty well until you get caught. But, hell, you know, I'm only 28. I'll see him in a fight or two, yeah? Thanks for everybody that came out today. Thanks to my family. Thanks to my coaches. Everybody did great getting me here. Honestly, this is the best I've ever felt. Didn't get the W today, but I'm not going anywhere.
All class, we appreciate you, sir. There he is, folks. Robert Whittaker.
Robert Whittaker showing some class there at the end, no doubt about that. A loser in the second round, 333 in. Wow, just got drilled. It was overwhelmed. I mean, the knockout power that Israel exposed displayed was, kind of say, not
awesome knockout power, but the bottom line is he can crack with 4 ounce gloves. The John, I think he was referring to time and time again, of course, was a 205 pound champion, John Jones. John Jones, the master of controversy when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts because of his past drug use. I'm not only talking about the cocaine. That's not a big thing. The cocaine, listen, people say to me, you know, John Jones did coke. It's okay. I don't care. It's not a performance enhancing drug. If he wants to do blow, that's on him. I think it's a detriment to his physical and mental well-being, but more power to him if he wants to do blow. I can't. But these performance-enhancing drugs, I got a problem with that. I really do. So Israel wants to fight John Jones. Would he move up to 205? He probably would. The guy's skinny. He can put on the weight, and he's a mean, mean guy. I mean, he just is. He's mean. Sounds nice, but he's mean. In the co-feature, Dan Hooker defeated Ala Quinta. It was a unanimous nod in a 155-pound title fight. And Double S, Sergey Spivak, won a technical submission, an arm triangle choke, 2 minutes, I think about 3 minutes and 14 seconds into round number two, over Ty Tuivasa, the Samoan brawler. Of course, I told you, if you can get those Samoan guys past the first round, if you can get Samoan guys winded, you can beat them. If you want to stand there and go toe-to-toe with them, you're going to lose every time out. But if you move around on them, and then you grab onto them, and you just hug and hold onto them, they get tired real fast. I'm sorry, this is the way it is. I'm not stereotyping racial ethnic backgrounds. This is the way it is. Anyway, the UFC rock and rolling. As far as UFC Fight Night is concerned, got a couple of chicks in the main event. Of course, the women's strawweight 5-round main event going down. Joanna Jędrzejczyk taking on Michelle Waterson. Waterson's a good fighter. Joanna Jay is a good fighter. These girls girls are going 115 pounds. Anything goes at 115 with those light gloves. 115, 125, 135. That's the only division. Take that back. And 145-pound division of the UFC. And, of course, my favorite guy, Dana White, he sort of ran the 145-pound longest reigning champion in the world. I'm talking about, you know, the monster. I mean, when he told Chris Cyborg Santos that I'm letting you go, that, you know, you don't matter to me. After he conned her into that last fight on her contract, which was a non-title fight, he said that, you know, he was telling Amanda Nunes that Chris Cyborg Santos didn't want the rematch and this kind of stuff. They wanted Cyborg Santos out of there. They're not Cyborg Santos fans. In fact, if you've heard Mr. Dana White expand on Chris Cyborg Santos, I think he called her Anderson Silva in drag. That's what he called it. So, I mean, you know, got a boss like that, he's probably not going to respect you all that much. At the end of the day, though, I think he did Chris Cyborg Santos wrong, and I think he did the world of mixed martial arts wrong because she's, as I said, she had her issues, the steroids once, and, you know, she didn't get popped a second time. But, I mean, that was the worst story in all of boxing, worst kept secret in all of boxing was that she was on steroids. Come on. Anyway, Cub Swanson's in the co-feature shaking on Ron Gracie, and Brooke Weaver's going to take on Thomas Gifford. That's on USC main event. That's going to be the main card, ESPN+. Of course, if you've got the app, you can watch these fights. If you don't have the app, you don't. Or if you want to go down to the Amalfi Arena, of course, that's in Tampa, Florida, October the 12th. That's when this is going down, UFC Fight Night. Now, the big night as far as the rest of the year in the UFC is concerned has got to be Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal. UFC 244 coming up November 2nd. MSG, baby, the Garden. They go back to the Garden, of course, with two of the most controversial figures in all of mixed martial arts, no doubt about that. Nate Diaz, the guy that's got his own doesn't he got his own weed brand right now? Anyway, I like him. He's as real as he gets. I mean, what he wants to say, he says. And he was away from the octagon for like 3 years after making all that money with Conor McGregor, but he's back. And he's taking on Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal's coming off that blitz, that blink-your-eye knockout over Ben Askren. Would it last like 5 seconds anyway? Nate Diaz coming off a win as well. But Nate Diaz, maybe a little bit longer in the tooth. And, of course, he was off all that time, 3 years. I don't care what Cesar Gracie says, his trainer. I say, you know, 3 years off and only one fight back to take on a guy that's been real active. And Masvidal, of course, Masvidal was one of those guys like Kimbo Slice. He came out of the backyards on YouTube and that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, though, you can't take away from his abilities, man. I think he's the hottest fighter at 170 pounds right now in the entire world of mixed martial arts. Forget the champions, man. Forget anybody. It's Jorge Masvidal right now is the hottest guy. Now, him and Nate Diaz, I think this is a battle of a-holes. And when I say that, I don't mean that myself. I mean, that's how Dana White looks at them. In other words, both these guys are tough to deal with. Both these guys you have to pay big bucks for. Both these guys deserve to pay big bucks, get paid big bucks. But you don't want to pay them big bucks. So what do? You match them together, and then you eliminate them. You eliminate one guy. As simple as that. You don't have one. Instead of having two headaches, you got one guy that's all coming off a loss that's got to come to you, Dana White, that's got to get lay on the floor and crawl across the floor and grovel to you. Oh, Dana, give me a fight. Give me a fight. And then the other guy is saying, you know, I want this for the fight. You're going to give me this or I'm not fighting. So it's two different attitudes after the fight. Going into the fight, we've got both these guys going after Dana White, telling him he can go to hell, all that kind of good stuff. But after the fight, one guy will be in a groveling position. That's just the way the combat sports is. Kelvin Gastelum, who was a scratch from a UFC title fight with the aforementioned Robert Whittaker about 8-9 months ago. Of course, Robert Whittaker coming up sick in the stretches before the fight. They called that fight like the day of the fight or the day before. Anyway, Gastelum's back against Darren Till on the same card with Masvidal and Nate Diaz. Of course, coming to you November the 2nd, Day of the Dead. November the 2nd, coming to you live from the Garden, Madison Square Garden. Of course, this will be on pay-per-view. Now, the UFC pay-per-view schedule the UFC pay-per-view thing's a little bit funny because I think if you got ESPN, you can get a break with it and this kind of stuff. I just go to bars. I mean, I'm not a drinker, but I go to bars. I go to bars, I watch it on the big screen. That's really the only way to watch it. You get to feel that real fight feeling, people screaming, people, you know, a couple people a little tipsy, this and that, but people screaming, people emotional and into the fights. I mean, that's where you feel it. You really feel it. That's why I'm looking forward to the closed circuit events that we are trying to plan for 2019 and 2020 as we come to an end here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I've gotten together with some community leaders in the Mission, and we hope to put on a couple events, three or four events, of course, by April or May of 2020. So we'll see how that goes. And there's even a plan to close down a portion of 24th Street in San Francisco in the Mission District and show the Canelo fight in May of 2020, either Canelo or the Andy Ruiz fight. And guess what? But all that's out the window if Canelo or Andy Ruiz were to lose. Of course, Canelo a favorite against Sergey Kovalev. And people say to me, how can he be such a favorite? Well, it's a close. He's a little favorite. You know, he's fighting a bigger guy, but they think that Sergey Kovalev is, you know, and Father Time has caught up with him, and he's going to go from the body shots. They think that Canelo will work him down under. And, of course, Canelo is the shorter guy, the smaller guy. He will have to work to the body in order to win. Okay? Now, Mr. Ruiz, Andy Ruiz, the heavyweight champion of the world, Superman, Clark Kent, call him what you want. Man, Mexican-American, of course, he's hot. He's a rage right now in Mexico, along with Canelo, as far as popularity is concerned. People are saying, yeah, hey, man, we got a heavyweight champion. Because, you know, in the old days, a Mexican heavyweight was sort of like a fat middleweight. That's the way I'm not. People are going to get upset. I said, I'm just telling you the truth. This is the way it was. I mean, he was a fat middleweight. A Mexican heavyweight in the old days was a fat middleweight. This is the way it was. You know, I mean, anyway, that's just the way that goes. At the end of the day, though, boxing, MMA, it's hot right now. I mean, you can feel it. The MMA world cooling off a little bit, I think, with UFC, of course, being the juggernaut, per se, and they're just and they're choking the world out of the world of mixed martial arts, I think, because of the fact they're not paying these guys. They keep going back to paying money. And I know that bores some of you listeners out there, but, you know, these guys aren't getting paid enough. And when you get destroyed in one fight and you're not the same ever again, because, you know, fighters don't tell you that maybe they got a little twitch in their eye, in one of their eyes, or maybe they hear a little buzz in one of their ears in this one. They don't tell you those things. But it happens. Those are the little things. Residual effects from combat sports are not pretty. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 36 years of existence. The man on the other side of the mirror, the grumpy Scott Cuddy.
Heaven help us.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. $100. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not
invincible. I'll do a new show.
I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The groove is on here. Rocco Bristi on bass. David Garibaldi on the traps, man. This is Tower of Power, circa 2004. Happy about that. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 36 plus years now of radio presence. Get this. Hour number two still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In fact, you know, if we leave you in hour number one, and this is live, this is Sunday, of course, October 6th. But if we leave you after hour number one, you can always go to iHeartRadio and check us out. We're in the second hour there, of course, or sportsbyline.com, the top of the hour. Of course, you can go live there. So the bottom line is there's some options, but the real option is iHeartRadio. And why do I say that? Because you can be a follower of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at iHeartRadio. It will tell you when the show comes on live. It will tell you about the archive shows. And the bottom line is we've got a pretty good list of archive shows, no doubt about that. So hour number two still to come of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today. Of course, what we'll be talking about? MC Hammer. The rapper, the R&B artist, the hip-hop guy, call him what you want, but he was the bat boy for the Oakland A's. He was Charlie Finley's right hand. Charlie Finley owned the Oakland A's. Bottom line is, back in the days when the A's were hot and happening, guess who was their bat boy? MC Hammer. So we'll give them MC Hammer and his boxing career. That's right, MC Hammer and boxing. That'll be in-depth in hour number two. We'll touch on the world of amateur boxing. Of course, yesterday I was fortunate enough to sit ringside down in Redwood City. Wow, what a card that was. I mean, Nick Balafato on Peninsula Boxing and Fitness. He'll be here in hour number two. He put on a great show. I saw some class acts. I'm talking about kids, 9, 10 years old, throwing 3 and 4 and 5 punch combinations. I mean, accomplished professional boxers can't throw 3 or 4 or 5 punch combinations. And 10-year-old kids were doing it. So what's going on? Maybe there's a revolution coming. Because I couldn't throw no 3 or 4 or 5 punch combinations when I was 10 years old. I was lucky to throw 1, 2. Yeah, what can I say? I was limited. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide 35. Make that
36-plus years now of radio presence. I invite you to stay tuned to hour number two. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Often imitated, but he is never duplicated, believe me. Bottom line is we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Please stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the news.